not long to go now until this year's Commonwealth Games. How is preparation going for the team?
Well, the team are currently training as we speak in Birmingham. We haven't got a doubles court in Wales, so we've been able to access doubles courts in London and in Birmingham. The team are very excited, certainly excited by selection, but off the back of winning a bronze and two sixth places in the Worlds, the team are very confident. Certainly Tesney and Peter mixed doubles, and training's going well.
How did the players react when they found out they'd been selected for this year's Games?
When they won their medal and their sixth place, quietly they knew that they had to qualify by top six in the Commonwealth, and coming sixth in the World Championships did mean that they were certainly up for selection. That didn't mean they were selected. We still had to go through a process with the Commonwealth Games Wales, and I think when they did hear, they were... It's a relief, I think, because they've played, they've trained, they're ready. But to know finally that they are going, it's a relief. As you know, squash is not in the Olympic Games, so the Commonwealth Games is the highest accolade, really, in our sport. The best players in the Commonwealth will be there. And in terms of squash, you're not missing many of the top players in the world. So they will be able to compete at the very highest level.
As you mentioned earlier as well, the squad achieved a bronze medal and two sixth place finishes against the very best pairs in the game at the World Doubles Championships. How much confidence has this given them now going into the Commonwealth Games in April?
I think self-belief at that top end is absolutely everything. Having a working partnership with the players, a trust in each other. And I think, you know, when you win a medal, it really seals that trust. Playing for each other, 100%. And being on the podium to get that bronze medal, I think just seals the partnership.
Tesney Evans, she's currently 12th in the world rankings, the highest ranked Welsh woman of all time. How much of a massive opportunity is this to show what she can do?
Look, Tesney is world class, and she's proved that over the last few tournaments, having results against some of the best, if not the best, players in the world. And I certainly think for her, it puts her on that world stage at the very highest level. For her, she's up there. She needs that. And it'll be very interesting to see how she responds to that.
Do you think she can bring a medal home for us?
Well, we certainly believe she can. She's a world-class player. She's training hard. Everything's on track. And, we have an awful lot of belief in her. But she has an awful lot of self-belief as well.
Moving over to squash at grassroots level, there's been a massive increase in the amount of juniors participating in the game of squash. How rewarding is this to see such an upsurge of juniors getting involved in squash in Wales?
Yeah, we've got some new programmes with our Goldmine programme in Wales at the moment, which is basically looking at giving the opportunity for grassroots children to come in and just turn up and play. We provide the equipment, we provide the coaches, the venue. But, yeah, there's been a significant increase in children coming through that programme and then going into our development tournaments, you know, so that they all get to play. So it's been a good pathway, really, for us, increasing children but also holding them in, because retention is so difficult at such a young age. And it's a tough sport, one-on-one, you know. One minute you're winning and you're loving the sport, and then you get a loss, you know, and you see the tables turn and the balance changes. But development events are very good, because what they do is they enable the children to play lots of people in one day, some wins, some losses, and it holds them in, and that's not easy.
And finally, what does the future hold for Squash Wales, and what opportunities are there?
Our strategic targets is to give everybody the opportunity to play squash at whatever level in the whole of Wales. And I think we're making massive inroads on that. It's the first time ever that we've got Mid Wales and Aberystwyth on board. We've got players coming out of there that are going to represent Wales. And that is an absolute plus. But we hope we can maintain that and still create that opportunity, as well as a first-class performance programme in our player pathway.